Now, coming up in just a moment, it's probably emblematic of the whole thing, really, the people from Save Bronte. Are you someone who's been involved in this particular campaign to so-called Save Bronte, as they say? I'd like to hear from you this morning, 1300 222 702. It's about the development on the RSL side. You'll know if you live in the area, of course. It's heading back to, well, another hearing of the Land Environment Court today. We'll talk with someone from Save Bronte after this.
Sydney.
Well, I wonder if you have been involved in this one in the last 5 years in the battle for Bronte, as they call it. It's having a hearing, another hearing, would you believe, with the Land and Environment Court on the RSL site in McPherson Street today. And approval for the development of that site was first granted back in 2015. But last year, two new applications were lodged to increase the height and size of the development. And Stephen Lightfoot joins us. He's the spokesperson for the group Save Bronte and a local resident. Hello there, Stephen.
Oh, hey, Wendy. Thanks very much for chatting to me this morning about our issue.
You are welcome. I mean, this has been going on such a long time.
Oh, it's relentless, Wendy. This is 5 years of the approval process and strategic planning processes to redevelop the site. It's beyond ridiculous, and our community just can't believe that we're heading back to the court today for another hearing in something that's been discussed ad nauseum for 5 years now.
And you are having a hearing on site, I believe.
Yeah, it's down at the McPherson Street site, where the old building is actually now being demolished under the approved DA that you mentioned. But this hearing is about a new DA for a bigger, taller building that is non-complying with all the rules that we've developed in consultation with our council and with the Department of Planning over a five-year period. I mean, the amount of time and money spent on this site is ridiculous.
You reckon it is too big, too tall? What else? You're worried here also that there's going to be trucks and cars near their schools and scout halls and early education centres?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Wendy. Now, over 5 years, we've looked at all these things, and the Department of Planning has looked at all these issues, including the school, Covelli Public School. That's our local school. That's where my two boys go. And all these issues have been looked at by the Department of Planning. The head of the Department of Planning, Secretary McNally, she made a ruling in 2015 that the rules for the site are appropriate and they should be respected. And here we are going to court to see those rules possibly thrown out today by the court.
All right. Tell everyone where you're going to be. Well, we know you're going to be on the site there, but what time are you kicking off? And can anyone attend?
Oh, yes, please. We are encouraging everyone to get down there. Last time we had the court hearing at the site, we had 300 people. We're hoping to get 500 people this morning. So please come along if you're in the area. I mean, this is important not just for the people of Bronte. This is important for people throughout Sydney and throughout New South Wales, because what we're fighting for is the right for the community to have a true say in the future of their own neighbourhood, in the future of your neighbourhood. And we're fighting for a fair and just planning system and a system that works to make our city livable. I mean, I've just been listening to you talking about the heat effect of cities to that expert. And this is what we're talking about. Here's a building site that was 2,000 square metres. A lot of that site could have been given to green space, to deep planting of trees, to help make our city more livable. Instead, the developer wants to overdevelop the site with 50% more floor area than is allowed. That's 50% of an area that could be planted with trees.
I mean, Stephen, you have to say, though, that we do need infill housing. I mean, everyone's got to pull their weight. There's going to be a bit of population here. I guess some people are probably thinking, oh, the Bronte people, what a bunch of NIMBYs.
Yeah, that's right. Now, look, this has nothing to do with NIMBYism. We actually, as a community, accepted that there needed to be an appropriate redevelopment of the site with infill housing. On the site at the moment, there's no housing. There was no housing. We accepted that there needed to be an apartment block built on the site. We actually, you know, were happy with that. And in 2015, when that was approved, we thought, this is great. We're going to get a new development for Bronte, infill housing, some more retail, and that's going to be fantastic. But then last year, a new developer came along and saw the opportunity for windfall profits. And that's what we're talking about here, windfall profits, changing duly and properly constructed rules for the site, approved by the head of the Department of Planning. I mean, there's no higher planner than Secretary McNally. She approved the rules for the site, and now a developer wants to change that. It's just not fair. It's not just.
Where's your council in all this?
Oh, our council is 100% behind us. We have had support from the Liberal Party, the Labor Party, the Greens, the Independents. We've had support from Bruce Notley-Smith, our local state member of parliament who's in the Liberal Party. I mean, we have had support from everyone consistently and overwhelmingly. People want a complying development on the site. That's what we want.
Are you feeling confident? Are you going to get a decision today, Stephen?
No, we won't get a decision. It's actually a three-day hearing.
All right.
So we probably won't get a decision until the end of the week, and I'm not sure how long the commissioner takes to hand down her decision.
All right. But, you know, what you're saying is, though, that a show of support would help, do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this is the thing, you know, after 5 years, it is quite hard to motivate people to come out again and again and again. This is about the sixth or seventh time we've had to go to one of these sort of hearings. And so it's really heartening, actually, that the people of Bronte and the surrounding suburbs have come out to support us time and time and again. And it just shows the importance of this issue, not just from this one little development, but for people all around Sydney who are sick of cashed-up developers just getting whatever they want through this relentless manipulation of the system.
All right. Well, there you go. There's a pitch for you folks to go along if you're a Bronte resident or you have an interest in what they're fighting for there. Thanks very much for joining us, Stephen.
Well, thanks, Wendy.
And, yes, let us know how things go.
Yes, certainly will. And we're on Twitter, so follow the updates there. Save Bronte.
All right, Save Bronte. There you go. Stephen Lightfoot, spokesperson for Save Bronte. And, as you heard, there he lives in the area. His kids go to school there. Coming up after.